Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel is warm and sunny, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. As evening approaches, temperatures are expected to stay mild. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Iran reportedly received high-resolution satellite images from China, aiding an attack on a U.S. base in Jordan, according to the Wall Street Journal. Also, earlier today, a new basketball team in Jerusalem, Hapoel Hashisha, honors 6 hostages slain by Hamas. This is reported by the Times of Israel. Also this hour. The U.S. is evaluating advanced bunker-busting capabilities as it notices expansion at Iran's Pikax Mountain nuclear site. This comes from JNS. Separately, a documentary alleging Israel committed wanton killing in Gaza received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, as reported by Forward. And finally, from earlier reports, Bondi prepares for its largest Jewish gathering to mark 1 year since an attack, as noted by the Australian Jewish News. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Frantzman, a Middle East analyst, noted just minutes ago that Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, instead of disarming, are now attacking Saudi Arabia. Oren Barsky, a journalist, highlighted a post earlier today suggesting Hamas's intent was to capture soldiers. Sarah Nadav, a social commentator, reflected that recent events have left Israelis feeling there are no good options for peace, comparing them to bookends in the Israeli psyche. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from the Wall Street Journal. American sources claim that Tehran used Chinese satellite images to plan an attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. This cooperation underscores the complex geopolitics in the region, raising concerns about future intelligence, sharing, and security. Turning to Jerusalem's latest tribute through sports. Times of Israel reports that the Hapoel Hashisha basketball team, named the Six, commemorates 6 hostages killed by Hamas. This act of remembrance strengthens community bonds and keeps the memory of the victims alive. Meanwhile, the JNS details U.S. concerns over Iran's expanding nuclear site at Pikax Mountain. Analysts have tracked changes over 6 years, suggesting significant development. This signals a potential shift in regional security dynamics as the U.S. considers its response. On the cultural scene, The Forward reports a documentary on alleged IDF actions in Gaza received a standing ovation at Venice. This film could fuel ongoing debates about military ethics and impact international perceptions of Israel. And finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights preparations in Bondi for a major Jewish gathering. This event marks resilience and community solidarity a year after an attack, with the celebration aiming to unite and heal. On the economic front, first, Sam Altman of OpenAI considers slowing AI development due to rising concerns. Mariv Business reports this could impact tech innovation and competition globally. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes the return of a successful price reform by the Hainamias Group, offering new apartments in the wine city. This development could affect local real estate markets and housing affordability. And finally, Ketek reveals Covenant, a defense startup, has emerged from stealth, valued at over $1 billion. The company's advancements in long-range weaponry highlight Israel's ongoing innovation in defense technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 3:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.